The Three Gorges Dam in China is one of the biggest public works projects ever undertaken. The dam is 1.5 miles wide and will create a reservoir hundreds of feet deep and nearly 400 miles long. It's already being used to generate electric power. 1 million people will be displaced by the water, and the hydroelectric turbines are designed to create as much electricity as 18 nuclear power plants. Commentator Lisa See has written a novel titled Dragon Bones that's set in the area being flooded. She says the Three Gorges Dam is a reminder of the Chinese saying, "He who controls the water controls the people."
This Chinese saying can be traced back over 4,000 years to one of the first mythical emperors of China, Da Yu. He was assigned the task of draining the land of a massive flood, one that many scholars believe was just a portion of the worldwide flood that Noah survived. Da Yu, or Yu the Great, used magical dirt to build dikes and dams. He used dragons to carve channels to the sea. Since that time, losing control over the water has marked the end of nearly every dynasty in China's history, and today's rulers keep this very much in mind. The Three Gorges Dam on the Yangtze River holds tremendous symbolic significance, not only to the government of China, but to the billion Chinese who have spent millennia learning how to read and interpret symbols. But why does China need a new symbol when it already has the Great Wall? Because the Chinese have decidedly mixed feelings about that wall. 1800 years ago, Qin Shi Huangdi, China's great unifier, began linking a series of walls and fortifications, sending thousands upon thousands of people to their deaths. Their crushed skeletons were then ground and mixed into the mortar that would hold together the Great Wall. So for almost 2 millennia, the Chinese saw the wall as a symbol of repression, cruel leadership, and a message to outsiders to keep out. It wasn't until the Great Wall was discovered by Victorian adventurers and missionaries that it began to take on new meanings. It was physical proof of the industriousness of the Chinese, alluringly photogenic. The wall also became an enduring tourist attraction. But within China, the wall still held the old connotations. It took a national campaign in the late 1970s to rehabilitate the wall in the minds of the people. Still, 30 years is just a blink of the eye when you're considering 5,000 years of uninterrupted culture. China has needed a new symbol, one that could be fully embraced by the people. Which brings us back to the Three Gorges Dam. In 1919, Dr. Sun Yat-sen first envisioned a dam that would harness the power of the Yangtze. In the 1950s, Mao Zedong saw the dam as a way of demonstrating man's supremacy over nature and Mao's supremacy over China. Like so many Chinese leaders, Sun and Mao understood that controlling the water would send an age-old message to the people about political power and control. Nevertheless, Sun and Mao were prevented from accomplishing their dreams by a lack of will, funds, and technological know-how. Now, as villages and towns along the river are inundated, and this new Great Wall creeps higher and higher, the goals have not changed much from Mao's time. The dam is to be an international symbol of man's mastery over nature and a potent message to the outside world of China's emerging status as a major global player. But no matter how the outside world views the dam, inside China, it will be there to remind the people of a sage emperor, in other words, the current government, who serves the people by controlling the waters.
Lisa See is the author of the novel Dragon Bones.